This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, nowadays, trying to keep your job history under wraps is hard to do because they're looking on Facebook. They're doing all kinds of searches for you on the internet. You know, my mom was a personnel manager for Walmart for many years.
Right.
And she was in charge of hiring the people there. And she said one time this guy came in and, she was asking him about his, job history and stuff like this. And he didn't say anything about him being arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mention that either.
And so, but she said, they run a profile search on all the people trying to get a job there.
Right.
And they found out, and she said, well, how about this thing? They said you were arrested. He goes, oh, I forgot about that.
Well, you could slip your mind.
Yeah.
Depending on what it was for.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of related, but a friend of mine, in talking about dating this new guy, found out that he had been married not once but twice before.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I didn't count that one. One of the marriages, because it was so short. You're like, well, you got to count it. You got to remember it. You got to count
exactly.
it. Yeah.
No, you don't. I don't count mine.
Oh.
Well, and then mom said there was some, they got disorderly conduct and stuff like that.
That's pretty minor.
Yeah, the minor ones I think they're okay with. But are you hiding, an old job from an employer? Or, for example, I'd been fired before.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not put them down as a reference.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you also didn't put them down as your work history?
Well, okay.
Is that what you're saying?
No. I had to put it down as my work history.
Oh, you just didn't use it as a reference.
Yeah. That's not hiding it.
Yeah. But mom said that, people would put down, places that they'd been fired for references.
Oh. He was really good until we had to fire him.
Exactly.
Well, maybe that was their only job. They had no others.
Maybe they actually got laid off, and it wasn't their
fault.
That's true.
If you got laid off.
Yeah, well, Tom's never been fired from anywhere.
I think we should start that trend.
What?
But some days I do, too.
Let's start it now.
But
I'll go with you.
And they say in this article that a lot of people forget, or they will not mention anything about their past that's bad they're going to find out about it nowadays because of all the internet that's out there.
Well, that's how you approach dating, too. You go in and you put your best foot forward and you're like, you can find out all that other stuff about me after you get a little bit hooked on me. You're hoping the job interview, they hire you, they get to thinking you're a good employee, and then they find out about those things and they're not likely to let you go.
Mm.
Okay.
But now it's harder to do that than it used to be.
Mm.
Used to, you could do that. You go in there not tell them nothing. You could be a serial killer, and they'd be like, "Well, he seems like a nice guy. Let's hire him."
Yeah, it says here you've killed 14 people. Yeah, would you like to make it 15?
And Captain Crunch, apparently.
Looks like you're a very hard worker.
Is a serial killer, he said.
Oh, sorry.
Kill Captain Crunch.
Looks like you're a very hard worker, too. 15, that's good. Most serial killers don't get to that.
I thought Captain Crunch was a killer.
No.
I was confused.
Let's end it on Tom's joke. That was funny.
Which one was that?
You're a very hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying it's hard to turn things around once you mess up.
You know, a lot of people don't know this about the radio industry, but whenever we apply for other jobs, we'll include a tape or a MP3 of our show and let them hear what we've done in the past.
Right.
But we won't be sending this particular one.
Not this segment, anyway.
We're going to hide this and hope they never hear it.
Come on. It's great.
Cereal, I get it.
We're gonna hide this one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.